That was indeed Mark's gospel.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thank you. So before I begin the homily, I want to give all our guests a warm welcome to St. John Parish on this most sacred night. I especially want to welcome the relatives and the friends of our catechumens and candidates. This may be your first time at an Easter vigil for a number of you. I don't want to scare you off, and so I want to make clear that normally our Sunday masses are about an hour. So, not like tonight. So anyway, thank you for your moral support, visitors, that you have given your relative or your friend in receiving the sacraments of initiation this evening. I'm sure they're very so grateful for your presence. Brothers and sisters, on this most sacred solemnity of Easter Vigil, we celebrate the victory of life over death. And we're not just speaking, you know, about cardiopulmonary signs of life. I'm, of course, speaking about the more profound kind of life, the life that makes us uniquely human, the life that marks us as made in the image and likeness of God, the life that makes us capable of the love, the freedom, creativity, and even immortality. This new life was spoken of in that second reading that we heard, the newness of life, whereby we are freed from the slavery of sin. It's the victory over the spiritual death that results from sin that has so divided, and as so we plainly see in the world today, continues to divide the human family from one another. Jesus has won for us a new life in the fullest sense of the word, restoring our capacity to love deeply in the way that God loves. Father Brian and I, along with Deacon Dave and Marcia, his wife, went to Goodrich 10 last night and saw the movie A Paul the Apostle of Christ. We highly recommend that you go and watch it this Sunday or next, since we may not have it for long. Don't go looking, however, for an action-packed movie, but the film brings to life how Jesus so changed the life of this bitter an angry man named Saul, who had formerly persecuted the Christians with a vengeance, turning him into a man who, after encountering Jesus, became his greatest evangelist. Seeing the film will help bring the scriptures alive when you read specifically St. Paul's epistles. As in every age, ever since St. Paul, this new life of the good news of Jesus Christ is what our world desperately needs. But it seems like this is the good news that our world needs more than ever, as the powers of this world try to remove God from any mention of him in the public square. You know, there's a movement to do that right here in the city of Jackson, to take out the mention of God from our city charter, for example. So we have to stand up to that, because the ones who suffer most is our youth. They're the ones who are robbed of God's message of hope, that there is a power greater than the evil in this world. Our young people are robbed of the truth that amidst the chaos and confusion swirling around them, and all the sins of humanity, these horrible ways that we're treating one another, that all of these things do not have the final say, that all of it is passing, and that what outlasts all of it is the victory of God's perduring and transformative love won for us on this holy night. And so what we celebrate this holy night is neither some victory in the remote past, nor is it a victory that we will only enjoy in the future after we have passed from our earthly life. It is a victory that brings about resurrected lives still today, with our slavery conquered, with our fears conquered, with our future death conquered. And tonight we have 15 people who in a very special way celebrate that new life in Christ, that newness in life. Each of them is a testament to that resurrected life, a life that is filled with new hope as they are brought into full communion into Christ's church. As I do each year, I ask them how God brought them to this point in their faith journey. And so I'd like to share about three of them in particular to give you concrete examples of how this new life Jesus has won for us plays out in your neighbor. Notice how life was like before and how it changed because God entered into their lives in a deeper way. I hope their stories encourage you, as they have me, in pursuing a closer union with God and a deeper surrender to His will in your own life. I want to begin with Troy Chapman. Troy, will you stand up? Where are you? There he is. Troy believed in God in his youth, and then, for many years, due to some hardships he had experienced, he questioned God's existence. And let me tell you it in his words to me. He said this: "During this time, I lost my way. I was an angry person, but managed to suppress and hide my feelings. After dealing with these issues for so long and the unexpected deaths of my closest friend and stepfather within 2 years of each other, I had reached my breaking point. My life was starting to disintegrate before my eyes. Around this time, Jessica gave me an ultimatum. She told me that I needed to start going to a counselor or we would need to go our separate ways. I refused to speak with a counselor, so she suggested going to church. At first, I was very reluctant to go, as I was very skeptical of the Catholic Church and its teachings at that time. I will be honest. When I first started going to St. John, I did it for my children and to try and save my relationship with Jessica, not for myself. I eventually started going on a somewhat regular basis and enjoyed listening to your homilies. My feelings toward the church and my religious beliefs started to change. I think the turning point is the night you came over to our house for the pre-marriage interview. You asked me if I had been baptized. I told you no, but had wanted to for some time to make my marriage a true sacrament and for eternal salvation. I started attending RCIA shortly thereafter. It's been a wonderful journey. Todd and Angel have taught me so much over the last year. One thing I have learned is that God truly exists. I know this because I find myself being overcome during Mass. And when praying, it's as though I can feel His Spirit within me. God has impacted my life in many ways. He has shown me there is always someone to talk to in time of need. He has blessed me with a beautiful family and has shown me how to love myself and others again." Friends, that's what it's all about, isn't it? This new life Jesus won for Troy, for us, gives us the capacity to love again, which is so key to restoring marriages, so key to restoring families, so key to restoring communities in our society, so racked by violence and the incapacity to love. Jesus gives us the capacity to love in a way we could never imagine possible, to love as He loved us on that first Easter Triduum, and to love as He still loves us now. This is what another one of our elect has begun to experience, a young man named Adam Scott. Here is what he shared. Where is he at? There's Adam. He shared this with me. "I was never baptized as a baby. My fiancée was raised in a Catholic family and has a deep respect for it. I was not crazy on the idea of going to RCIA, but I was convinced to try it to see what would happen. After weeks of attending RCIA, my life was beginning to change in a greatly positive way. Todd and Angel made it an amazing and fun time every Wednesday, and the people there made me feel so welcomed. We also started going to Alpha, which helped me open up to others and be more comfortable talking about my beliefs. I now know I was meant to serve God by being a part of this wonderful community here at St. John the Evangelist." So Adam, we're so glad that you and Hannah make the trek all the way from Mason to come up here regularly. And let me finish his message to me about how this new life in Christ has changed him. Quote, "I have learned to love more, to be more patient and understanding. My relationship with God has molded me into someone better each and every day." Unquote. So these two gentlemen are catechumens who will be baptized today. We have five such people getting baptized this evening, and one person who will receive what's called a conditional baptism, which is for folks who think they may have been baptized as a little child, but cannot say for sure that it was done in the Trinitarian formula of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then we have nine people who already have been baptized as a Christian, whether in a Protestant community or as a Catholic, when they were a little child. Having already been baptized this evening, they will receive a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation. Among them is Jessica Johnston, married and a mother of two. Jessica, will you stand and raise your hand so people know where you are? There she is. Family life had kept Jessica really busy, but it also made her realize her need to find a faith community. She grew up Lutheran, and so she began her search there. And here's what Jessica shared with me. I attended church services at various Lutheran churches and never felt right in them. I attended a couple of non-denominational churches thinking that might be more my style and didn't feel right at all. After some time and two kids later, I was invited by my mother-in-law to attend Mass at St. John the Evangelist. Although I could not fully follow along with the Catholic Mass, I felt the Holy Spirit in my heart when the Mass began. The homily at this Mass was actually given by you. It was about mothers, and I really connected with the readings and the word that day. I had to fight back tears the rest of the Mass because I felt such a connection and calling from the Lord that I could barely contain my emotions. After leaving Mass that day, I finally felt like I could be part of a church again. I felt a sense of peace. I felt at home. This past summer, I read a book that sat on my shelf since last Christmas. I was experiencing some difficulties in a certain area of my life and thought maybe doing some spiritual reading would help. The book was called Resisting Happiness. This book gave me the urge not only to delve deeper into my faith, but also into the Catholic Church. I immediately started researching the sacraments and the history of the Catholic Church and listening to Catholic radio. I couldn't get enough and wanted to learn more. I started diving deeper into my prayer life as well. And this is when I finally felt called to attend RCIA. It has been an experience of fear, joy, excitement, and challenges. I can truly say, though, that this is absolutely the most life-changing experience that I have had in my life. I feel so fulfilled in what God has brought to my heart and to my life. Fully understanding God's great love and promise for me has completely changed my outlook on life. And I just cannot wait to live out the rest of my life sharing in the church, my new home, and in the sacraments He has presented to us. Well, we're so happy to welcome you and all the elect into your new home. Brothers and sisters, I wish I could share with you all of these stories because I'm just in awe at how God is working in people's lives, but I'm going to restrain myself and save them to share with you at another time. Just a preview though, one story is about a married couple, both of whom are professors at Spring Arbor University. One of them is getting confirmed this year, but the other is still on the fence. So the one getting confirmed this year is the wife, the smarter one. Just kidding. No, just one is a little quicker than the other. No, the Mojos, as the couple is known, are not the only couple growing together in faith. Pedro Tovar, who also has an amazing story that I wish I could share with you, is getting confirmed this year. His wife is also discerning about joining the Catholic faith soon. And the backgrounds vary so much, you know. One has gone through so much injustice in her life, and she stands here as living testament to perseverance. So friends, these are living examples, living witnesses to the new life Christ has won for us. in a world of bad news, it's the good news the world needs. And so we as Christians can't be selfish. We need to proclaim this hope from the rooftops that the Easter victory brings about resurrected lives still today. So let us now claim that victory upon these souls today through the life-giving grace and power of the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, sacraments by which we share and participate in the divine life of God that gives us the capacity to love as He loves.